May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, we will definitely, and we are even now, welcoming Jameson into God's holy family today. But a question could be, well, isn't he a child of God even before he's baptized? The answer is yes. He is in God's family, but the sacraments are gifts and also commands from Jesus for us to have something tangible to hold on to because we are human beings. And baptism and Holy Communion are the two sacraments that are commanded by Christ. Now, we learn in catechism that the tangible part of baptism, the outward and visible sign of the inward and spiritual grace, for baptism is water and the oil when we anoint the child or the teenager or the adult. For Holy Communion, we definitely know what that is, the bread and the wine, the body and the blood of Christ. Christ himself became man on earth just to be with us. You can't get any more tangible than that. But with the things that we have that are tangible, we also are required to have faith. And just briefly, Stephen gives us a prime example. Here he was just totally devoted to Christ. He was the first deacon, and he was being stoned. So being a Christian is not easy. It's risky, very risky. Now, in our world, in the United States, we probably don't have the threat of being stoned, but there's other risks that we have. But then if we look at Stephen, look at the heart that he had, a pure example of Jesus Christ himself. While being stoned, and I think to myself, how would I be responding? I'd probably be worried about the bruises and the rocks and, you know, being dead. But what was important to him? He said, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Talk about a heart of forgiveness. And what does that remind us of? When Jesus said to God Almighty, the Father, forgive them because they really don't know what in the heck they're doing as they were crucifying our Lord. So yes, we need tangible things, but we also need our faith. We need to believe in Christ and trust in Christ, which helps us through our entire life and will help Jameson too. So the gospel today, I always kind of look right away to see, is it going to work with baptism? I would say this is a definitely yes, because it's a good gospel. It talks about living with Jesus, all that he has done for us. And if we think back, this particular gospel, this is happening at the Last Supper after Jesus washed their feet. It's on Maundy Thursday. Now let's think about that. That's right before Good Friday. And Jesus is what? Is he worried about what's going to happen to him the next day, the next couple of days? No. He's trying to comfort and teach and guide and reassure his apostles, his disciples. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in me. Believe in God. Believe in me also. And then here comes the faith part. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, and here it comes, I will come again and will take you to myself. Because where Jesus is, that's where we're going to be. All we have to do is have faith. Do we have to be perfect? No, because that's impossible. But we are required to have faith and trust in our Lord and turn to him when we need help. What I always like about the apostles is their response And the Jews were very honest when they wrote down stories. In fact, a lot of times in the Bible, we'll see two different types of stories because they'll be written by two different people. But they're very honest, and they tell things that kind of it doesn't make them look too good to the reader at times. But here we go with Thomas. He says, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how are we going to know the way?" And Jesus tells them, "I am the way." In other words, follow me in my example. I am the truth. Jesus Christ represents God totally and in a perfect way, and he is truth. And then Jesus is life. Jesus, along with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, is our creator. It's in Christ that we have life. And so he goes on and further explains, "No one comes to the Father except through me. So if you know me, you know my Father also." And you would think us, like listening to the story all these years, we'd think, okay, they've got it now. But Philip says, "But Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." Human beings, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I'm not always satisfied with what I have. And they needed to learn, like me, like all of us, we need to learn how to be satisfied with who we are, what we have, and what does Christ do for us, all the blessings that he gives us. So Jesus is trying to teach them, yes, tangible is needed, but we must have our faith and our trust in the Lord. And instead of getting all huffy, he says, "Have I been with you all this time?" I wonder how Jesus felt inside. "Have I been with you all this time, Philip? And you still don't know me? You don't know that I am the Father and the Father is in me?" It was hard for them. It's just as hard for us today because life can get in the way. But all of us are here in church. Yes, we're here to be with Jameson as he's baptized. But we can ask ourselves, when we leave church today, are we satisfied with God? Are we satisfied with what he does for us? Do I realize the blessings that I have? Each and every one of us has difficult times in our life. We heard about Sandy's death. Death is part of life. We hear about Jameson's baptism. There's weddings, confirmations, all sorts of high points and low points. Even ourselves, we can have a spiritually empty time. Our bodies might fail. We might have terrible emotional problems or relationship problems. There's all sorts of things that can distract us away from trusting in the Lord. But if we take time to pray, even if it's just for 30 seconds a day, if we remember Christ when we wake up, if we remember God Almighty the Father when we wake up, if we remember that we have the Holy Spirit in us to help us, to guide us, and to give us energy for the day. That's what we're to do. And it helps us to be able to stop, to listen to God, to rest within his arms, to relax, to not stress and strain so much, maybe not be so angry with God at times, to depend on him rather than on ourselves personally, to trust in God and to receive Jesus as our Messiah, as the Christ. When we do that, we have Christ's promise that he never abandons us. He never leaves us alone. He is always with us. So our example to Jameson, to one another, out of the world, wherever we are, is to be faith and trust, honestly, that we have in Christ our Lord. To be forgiving, to be tolerant, like Stephen. To be patient, caring, and comforting towards others. And most of all, learn how to love others, love ourselves, but most of all, love God. As we say our baptismal promises today, our vows, let's really think about them and realize that all of us have a responsibility to Jameson and each other. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for everyone to come out and celebrate his baptism. What a joyful day. All of us ask that you be with us in a strong and powerful way, but most would be with Jameson in his life. Help him to have the family and friends and church community that can support him, encourage him, and show him the love of Christ. Let him know God the Father, God the Son, and as he's filled with the Holy Spirit, help him to be brave enough to use that Holy Spirit and be the best child of God that he can be. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.